the rest of the story. It seemed clear from the moment William Fenton entered McClyman's High School that he was to be known and judged from then on as Charlie's kid brother. Charlie didn't even attend McClyman's. Charlie went to another more prestigious high school. But Charlie, 2 years older than Bill, was such a fine athlete, such an outstanding basketball player, that his reputation echoed throughout the school system and reverberated uncomfortably in young Bill's ears. So kid brother Bill, who was inclined otherwise from the very beginning, was forced into becoming involved in high school sports. First, football. "I want to be a defensive end," he told Coach Mangini. The coach said okay, lined Bill up in a scrimmage. Ran 10 plays in a row, right past him. All right, thought Bill, maybe he could be a cheerleader for the team. So he tried out for the cheerleading squad. Failed at that. That left Bill with one humiliating alternative. If he were ever to be a member of the McClyman's High football team, he would become the team mascot, and he did. But as life at McClyman's dragged on, those who thought of Bill mainly as Charlie's kid brother continued to taunt him. Charlie had been such a great basketball player. Why didn't Bill try out for McClyman's varsity basketball team? So he did. Rejected. Rejected, and worse still, just after the announcement was made, as the dejected football team mascot was leaving the gym, varsity coach Fitzpatrick exclaimed to his basketball squad, quote, "Why is it that if there are two brothers in school, we always get the bum?" Bill's homeroom teacher. Listen to this now. Bill's homeroom teacher back in junior high had always been understanding and supportive. The man's name was George Powells, P-O-W-L-E-S, and when Mr. Powells was transferred to McClyman's High, he became the junior varsity basketball coach. He knew what Bill was going through, the comparison crisis with his brother. So he pleaded with the teenager to try out for the JVs, and Bill reluctantly did try out. There were only 15 places, 15 uniforms on the team. Bill was not selected among those 15. He was just not good enough. But Mr. Powells, for some reason, took him on anyway and had him share that 15th uniform with a boy named Roland Campbell. And today Bill realizes that because this one man, George Powells, had faith in him, at least refused to give up on him, an otherwise inevitable detour into self-deprecation and delinquency was avoided. Bill was terrible on the basketball court for a while, but he got better. He got a lot better. So now when you review the life and accomplishments of an Oakland, California teenager who served as mascot for his high school football team, a young man who went on to help the Boston Celtics win 11 NBA titles, you will remember what lay in between. A sympathetic high school coach and a team uniform that had to be shared by a player who missed the cut, Charlie's kid brother, William Fenton Russell. The great Bill Russell? The great Bill Russell. And now you know the rest of the story.